Podcast Ranger.
Well, the motherfuckers ditched me for the second week in a row.
Guys. There's no Kamen Rider or Sentai this week.
What?
No way!
That doesn't mean we don't have a show to do. Damn it, am I the only one who still cares?
Yes.
Well,
I don't want to be the one to say it.
You don't want to be the one!
Cue the roll call!
There's no roll call, it's extra!
Cue whatever.
Cue the ding dong!
Sure.
Cast Ranger.
Is it Amazing Circus?
No, it's Colorful.
Ooh, or
no.
Amazing
Circus. It's like radio.
Colorful commercial.
That's Colorful commercial from Drive.
Yeah. Took me a second. I remember those shift cars. I like Drive.
Awesome. I drive.
I like turtles.
I like trains.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to another week of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Since Toku is on break this week, not because of golf, but because of a marathon, apparently, there's not going to be a regular Cast Ranger episode this week, but we are still recording extra because I've got to keep up with the news.
Are we gonna have another awesome thumbnail made by you instead of a golf ball for Gaim? It's gonna be like people running for Drive for build.
I don't know.
Something. So there was that screenshot of a Drive and Gaim's actor running from their fucking movie that they're in or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Does Photoshop Build's head on one and Banjo's on the other?
There you go. Best ever. I just like that I really do like the golf ball one. But anyway, let's move on.
The golf lock seat is my favorite.
Yeah.
Go golf.
Hey guys, did you guys know that Jason David Frank is going to be fighting Jean-Claude Van Damme? Rest in peace, Jason David Frank.
I was going to say, how tall is Jason David Frank so I know what size to order the coffin?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he looks taller than Van Damme in this photo.
Yeah, but he's also, Van Damme's also leaning to the left.
I know. Anyways, so.
Well, and Van Damme can fucking do the splits on two different box trucks at the same time.
Also, forget that this is in Mexico. There's no rules there. He's going to die.
Okay, so for those who don't yet know what the fuck we're talking about, Jason David Frank and Jean-Claude Van Damme, two people I never imagined actually meeting, much less having this little altercation, met up at a convention in Mexico recently. So apparently Jason David Frank, who people should know as the Green Ranger, apparently used to be a huge fan of the action star, and apparently thought of him as the model for what an action star could become. Apparently back during the premiere for the original Power Rangers movie in 1995, Jason David Frank did have the chance to meet Van Damme, who apparently brushed him off and left a bad taste in Jason David Frank's mouth. Fast forward to 2010, Frank heard that Van Damme was looking for a real fight, not one choreographed in a movie. So Frank issued a challenge to Van Damme, but never heard back. He decided to put it out of his mind until this last weekend on Saturday when they were both at the same Comic-Con event in Mexico. So this is the story according to Jason David Frank, so take it with whatever level of salt you feel. Apparently the promoter contacted him and asked if Jean-Claude Van Damme could borrow the green room and share it with him, which he was okay with. They never expected to talk, so they just asked to use the room. And apparently his entourage is like 20 people wide from what I heard.
Yeah.
And then Jason David Frank went to do a signing and came back to find out that his entourage were not letting him back into the green room that he let him into. So apparently he just got a different room. And then after he came out, he spoke to a different promoter while he was speaking to someone in Van Damme's entourage, saying that Van Damme wanted to take a photo together with him before they left. So Van Damme came out, this is what Jason David Frank says. All of his crew comes out and everybody has their cameras out, and he has this professional camera. I'm not sure if he's shooting a reality show, but all the cameras are on, and he comes out of the room and straight up to me and goes, "Hey, you like writing articles about people? You want to beat my ass?" Frank said, recounting the altercation. "You gonna apologize for that?" And I said, "Nope." He goes, "You still think you can beat my ass?" And I said, "Yeah." So apparently Mr. Van Damme waited 7 years and not even for an actual... He didn't actually sought him out. He just waited until they just happened to be in the same spot to talk about this challenge from fucking 7 years ago.
Van Damme's gonna fucking kill him.
Oh my god.
Like, but, Van Damme is gonna, like, punch him in the chest and he's gonna be like... All that's left is gonna be like a punch-shaped piece of meat.
So apparently Jason David Frank was like...
liquefied.
So apparently Frank was like, okay, let's do it right now. Van Damme said that. So
there could be no dragon shield protecting him.
So Van Damme put his belongings down, and Frank removed his watch and necklace, and it looked like they were going to actually fight in the middle of this convention hallway.
Uh-oh.
I'd pay to see that.
I absolutely would have paid to see that.
So basically what happened was...
Maybe I'd catch one of fucking Jason's teeth or I could sell it on eBay.
Frank clinched up and put Van Damme against the wall, and Van Damme froze up. So Frank asked him if he wanted to do this, and Van Damme did nothing. So Frank let him go. And then security came in and broke it up, even though they had already backed away from each other. And Van Damme reportedly walked away going, fuck you. And yeah. Frank responded back to him, like, why don't you come in the cage or the ring? Why do this at Comic-Con? There were actually some videos that people were taking that are up on news sites if you look for them. So, yeah, Van Damme decided to start some shit. Jason David Frank said, bring it, and Van Damme pussied out.
He didn't pussy out. He knew that he would... He knew black belts are not allowed to fight. Like, if you have a black belt, especially with him... They're not allowed to fight each other. Like, they have to do it in sanctioned fights.
Sure, so why doesn't Van Damme just formally respond to the challenge instead of starting shit at a fucking Comic-Con in Mexico?
Well, here's the thing. I think he was just waiting for the first punch, because then after that, it's self-defense.
That's absolutely what it is. But Jason David Frank decided to just handle it like a proper person. Like, he's like, I'll do it if you want to, but only if you're the one starting this.
Yeah.
And they were both like that, but Van Damme backed off.
It's like high school all over again.
Yeah, he wanted Jason David Frank to actually throw the first punch so he could turn it into a thing where he defends himself. That's why he had fucking cameras going.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, joke's on him. Now he looks like a giant pussy in front of millions of people.
Exactly! Yeah. So I actually give Jason David Frank a lot of respect for what happened here.
He still owes me a shout-out. I got first comment on one of his videos. He said that he'll give shout outs to people. First comments. Didn't do it.
Alright. Moving on to our next news. So this was just brought up to me by our good friend Mr. Noble right before we started recording. But apparently there are rumors of Kamen Rider Amazons possibly having a third season.
Ooh.
There was a special talk interview with Tom Fujita, who played Amazon Omega, and Masashi Taniguchi, who played Amazon Alpha, to commemorate the Blu-ray release of Amazon Season 2. So Tom Fujita reported in his Twitter, but there was a strange part in the tweet. He says that he felt nostalgic for Kamen Rider Amazons, but I won't let you say nostalgic. So... It sounds like there's something he's not supposed to be talking about.
Enter the Amazons with three S's.
Amazons. So
the original Amazon will show up in this one. Who knows?
Finally. Yeah, maybe the old man will finally reveal himself as the original Amazon, finally.
Amazon
maybe
beta.
Maybe someone will just get their head bitten off.
Again.
Ooh.
Next, Tamashii Nations teases some sort of announcement for Kamen Rider Deno and Black RX, seeing as these are anniversary years.
Kiva too.
Yeah. And Laser Level 3,
but,
right?
But you know, fucking everyone kicks Kiva under the fucking thing.
No. Oh, come on. Kiva is, like, totally awesome.
It is, and he gets fucking...
We will never get Laser Level 3.
Yeah.
I swear to God, what? If it ever does happen, I'm gonna make a big fucking deal. I will make a separate video with my reaction.
You know we're Laser Level...
Because, you know, separate videos about your reactions to things are going over real well right now.
You say that, but our reaction to the Power Rangers movie trailer is our most watched video.
I can tell you right now exactly where Laser Level 3 is. He's having fucking coffee with Kiva's figure art.
Oh. Keep talking about it.
So, Bandai is holding a Tamashii Nations event, and their website was updated with a collection of logos that will be receiving a major announcement at the event. And included in these logos is Kamen Rider Denno and Black RX. So,
ooh, Saint Seiya.
I just realized something.
Possible renewal release for Black RX. Possible renewal Denno Sword Form.
Denno Sword Form would be cool. I'd buy that.
I mean, personally, yeah. I don't give two shits about Sword Form specifically.
But I just realized something about Blaze said in the chat. He goes, they keep delaying it because you keep talking about it. What? So it's Half-Life 3?
Sure.
Yeah.
You'll get Laser Level 3 when Half-Life 3 comes out.
Laser Level 3, Half-Life 3, I sense a pattern.
Yeah.
Coming out September.
Kiva had three cool power-up forms.
I love his power-up forms.
Yeah.
All right. Rest in peace, gun form.
Yeah.
Next news story. Speaking of special announcements for old series, Kamen Rider Double announcement of some sort to be revealed later this month.
Ooh.
Mentioned at the end of the Kamen Rider Fudo Detectives manga, in the latest issue, rather. They're taking a break in next week's issue, but the 51st issue will have a double-themed announcement, and the manga will have a special color page and an article page. Apparently, the announcement is unrelated to the manga.
Double season two.
So that color page is probably going to have like some nice fucking splash art of double.
Probably.
Oh, I hope
like
so.
Manga drawn double.
I still have to read chapter 6 and 7.
I have to read anything past chapter 1.
Yeah, same.
It's really good. I'm telling you that you should read it.
So this 51st issue will be released on November 20th. So unless we get leaks beforehand, which is always a possibility, that's when we'll know.
Fingers crossed.
Are they double crossed?
No!
What?
Facecore in our chat is like, double ghost crossover.
Never!
No. Count up your deaths. Which Takuya could
actually, do. Actually, you know what would be really
cool,
though?
Just going to start hugging people left, right, and center again.
As a whole theory thing, I wonder if the double goes over and sees build, right? Touches the full bottles, and they become USBs.
Or he does what he did to X-Aidens, just
like,
steals
rabbit
the power.
Tank!
Just build goes on a journey to just extract the rider essence from every other rider and just murders them all.
Oh, so
he's the second decade.
So he's decade, but he actually has a reason for it.
Oh my god, the Philip and Shotaro full bottles.
He's the decade.
Philip is the inorganic one because he's not real.
Since they're like soda bottles.
Fuck
right?
buddies, we get it.
No, they're soda bottles, right? Because they're soda bottles. Does that mean that like the essence of Philip and Shotaro is just their jizz?
That would require one of those being white.
They could both be white.
What does that mean for the hedgehog bottle?
Phillips could be green because he's the world.
I was gonna say Philip has to be the inorganic one because he's not a real boy.
Oh,
I want to be a real boy.
But he doesn't have any strings attached.
All right. Kamen Rider Build opening theme song single album details revealed. So even though the full theme song has been released, it turns out that was just the music video version, and the actual album is being released very soon.
Yay.
I swear to God, it better have proper audio balancing on it, because the music video version that we got, the vocals are way too fucking loud, and it's really, really upsetting. I actually just prefer the TV size because it's so much better. So hopefully the album will fix that. So pre-orders for the album are now online. The single will be released in three versions. Standard, CD plus DVD. I don't know why we need that. And CD plus toy. All versions...
Tell the worst theme song.
CD plus toy?
Let me finish the article. All versions will include the B-side track Pride of You by Kamen Rider Girls, the theme song of the upcoming Kamen Rider Climax Fighters game, which from the trailer sounds pretty good. The CD-DVD version comes with a DVD that has the music video for the song, and the CD toy version comes with the dog and microphone bottles.
Yeah.
And as you can see in this article that we're looking at here, you can see the computerized models of Kamen Rider Build dog mic form.
That looks so goofy.
It does.
I kinda do you think
dog mic form?
I kind of like the microphone shoulder bits, but like everything else is just a disaster.
I need to buy this album.
I mean,
so do you think that now, since we know Smartphone Wolf isn't the thighs' best match, do you think it's gonna be fucking Smartphone Dog?
I don't know.
God damn it! I have to buy this fucking album so I can get the. I don't like the song. Does someone want to fucking take the CD off me?
I mean,
or does someone want
to? I probably could.
I want to buy the full bottles.
I want the mic full bottle too, though.
I need it though. Like I need the full bottle set.
I want just the mic one because you know Cast Ranger.
Oh, well, yeah, but I need the full set. That's the problem.
Why?
Because I'm buying every full bottle.
Oh.
it's a healthy collection.
I don't appreciate and value, Mom!
You know what? It, as far as you know, I'm going lane on this. Okay? I'm going lane, like, Lane's fucking collection of fucking lock seeds.
Which you've said repeatedly.
Yeah.
So, the single will be released on January 24th of next year, and pre-orders are now open. The standard version is 1,300 yen, CD and DVD is 1,800, and the toy version is 2,000 yen.
Wait, so that's 20 bucks?
Yeah, before like shipping and middleman and customs.
So Dave would probably sell it for maybe like 35 bucks, I'll ask him.
Ask him, let me know.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
I might pick that up myself. All right, moving on to the next story.
Great.
Speaking of Decade, like we were earlier, Kamen Rider Build is going to have a YouTube spin-off drama where Build transforms into Decade.
Oh.
That's fine, I'm okay with that.
The spin-off drama will be released February 5th, will revolve around the story of Sento collecting full bottles within Hokuto and Saito, which will connect to the upcoming Heisei Generation's final movie and the TV series, like every rider's been doing the last couple years.
I'm actually okay with this, because it's not Built. I mean, it's not Ghost.
The scanned image that we're looking at here also confirms that there will be a card and camera full bottle set, which, of course, is the set for Decade.
That's fine. I'm not buying that one.
I might get that one. I like both those.
That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I might get it if someone, like, let's say, like, Chris down the line wants to sell his full bottles. I'll probably buy it.
There's actually I'm every here and there I'm finding full bottles that I want. I want smartphone, I want game, I want USB memory, I want a card and camera.
Ooh, gold scorpion, that sounds really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other scan here shows a bunch of forms that we've talked about before, including Phoenix Robo, Smuffle Wolf Hazard, Gold Scorpion, Tora Wolf, Kujira Jet, and Kirin Cyclone.
Pain test.
All right, next. More on the Rider Bottles theme. We have the bottles for Kamen Rider Ghost.
Oh.
So, one of the forms that we learned about through hacking the belt a while back was Mag Ghost, which is Magnet and Ghost. And apparently, the Ghost bottle, or rather the Obake bottle, pairs up with the Parka bottle to make Kamen Rider Ghost. Because Ghost Parka.
Ghost Parka. Toilet.
So apparently these two bottles are only obtainable with the purchase of Kamen Rider Build's polos or trousers. So you gotta buy the clothes.
You gotta buy clothes?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, you have to buy Kamen Rider clothes, the secondary rider.
I thought it was Claws.
It's Cross Z now, officially, but like that was one of the ways the Kurozu was Ramenized. And yes, Blaze in our Discord is saying that the parka bottle looks like a dick. Or no, is it the Obake bottle?
No, it's the parka. Orange, whichever one's orange.
That's damn parka. It, and now I have to buy it so I can just be like, that so proves that he's a dick.
Oh no, he's saying the Obake one, and I guess... I would say it looks more like a condom than an actual dick. Because it's see-through.
Yep.
Condom! Parka! Best match!
Are you fucking serious?
Alright, next.
Yeah, I sent the email to Dave.
Kamen Rider Heisei Generation's final ticket pre-order giveaways announced, which include the actual singular Kamen Rider Exade bottle, a cute little build keychain, and a Kamen Rider build-themed towel, which looks like a mouse pad.
It actually looks pretty good.
Fans can get this special pre-order offer via participating Lopi machines at Lawson stores. So the movie is premiering December 9th.
I'm going to ask.
That's not too far off.
I'm going to have to ask Mike.
Get your tickets to Japan now.
Not Mike that Noble knows. I know a guy in Japan who can pick these up for us if you want.
I know a guy. Next story. Yep. Official images for the Bottle Change Rider series for Kamen Rider Build Fire Hedgehog form.
Yeah, baby, the best form.
It looks real good.
I'm still mad at you.
Why?
You still don't get it. You don't get full bottle forms.
No.
Keep making fun of it.
Okay. So.
I'm making fun of them.
So this item is 3780 yen base price, November 18th release. And that's about it. It looks real good. If you want to mix and match, there you go. Next, we have images for Lion Cleaner form. 3780 yen, November 25th release. Get this form if you want to throw Fists of the Beast King and suck. I will never not use that joke.
So that's just the Leomon best match.
Yeah.
You throw Fist of the Beast King and you suck.
Yeah. All right. Next. we have information on how we obtain the lock full bottle. To obtain this the lock, it's going to be a campaign item, just like the Zangetsu faceplate, or you know the type speed or shift speed prototype, all those nice items. So to obtain the lock full bottle, fans need to purchase either the Build Driver, Drill Crusher, or Beat Crosser, which is Cross Zed's weapon. The campaign starts on November 18th and ends until we run the fuck out of stock. I actually really want this bottle.
Here comes a new challenger!
Blaze. I love the lock bottle.
Yeah. Blaze, you here?
Hello? What?
Blazy McBlazan, you're muted.
No, he's not muted.
Oh, you piece of shit! You said, can I jump in? You fucked up! You fucked it up!
Anthony, cut this part out.
Yes. Cut it out right when I said you fucked it up.
Facecore says, leave it in. It's staying in.
It stays in.
Doing it live.
Fuck it. Twitch.tv/NightOverkill, guys. Subscribe for $5 a month.
Well, what? Yes.
He needs a game. Let's a game. Mucha game. I'm tired and annoying.
I only have 4 subscribers. I need more.
He needs to build his ego.
I make more money than Cast Ranger does, though. Did it?
Hey, we have a patron.
Yeah, I have 6.
I do have a Patreon.
I got a rock.
you got my rock? Dude, a rock lobster.
No, take those things out of the iRack.
Iraq lobster!
Anyways, next news story. Official images of the Kaizoku Resha full bottles. I like them. Especially Kaizoku.
I love pirates.
I already bought it.
I'm buying it too. So, these two full bottles. The two full bottles come as a set for 972 yen and so November 25th release.
There's pirate and then what?
Train.
Train.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, if it doesn't make sense, wait about 30 seconds, because I'm about to explain it.
You know what I wish they did, though? You know how, like, they say yeah different?
Mm-hmm.
Yar? I wish the are you... Yeah, I wish the... No, I wish the are
you
ready...
Are you ready?
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
I wish
the are you ready, kids?
Different too, just,
I can't hear you!
Are you ready? No, I was gonna... Oh. I was thinking that at the end, instead of the yeah, it just goes, yar!
Yeah, that'll be perfect for pirates.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's just... It would be like, yar! Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Or... Yar, yar, you know, like.
Anyways. Oh, you mean like those like the train cross guard things?
Yeah, just like
yar, 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 yar,
best
yar,
man.
Yar, yar.
Yeah, anyways. Best man, Kazoku Russia. I.
Anyways, next.
No matter,
we have...
the full bottles are better than Tokuger anyway.
Next, we have the official images of the weapon for Kaizoku Russia, the Kaizoku Hasha.
Are they just copying Gaim?
I mean,
what the hell?
It's a bow. You can't exactly call
it. But
that
it like, looks the same, just blue.
Not really. There's anchors at the end. So, reading this, I discovered why Kaizoku Resha is the best match.
Oh, okay.
This one of the sounds that it does for its finishing move is Kaizoku Densha, which translates to rapid service train. They made Kaizoku Resha a best match because of the pun! Kaizoku Densha!
Wow.
You fucks!
It's the bullet train.
Not Kaizoku Ki, not Kaizoku Diamond. Kaizoku Resha, just for the pun.
A really dirty joke for this.
I mean, I'm sure its finisher is going to make it all make sense.
Every full bottle's best matches finisher makes sense to the combo.
So, like, apparently the way you operate this bow is you basically pull a Tokuger's imagination bazooka and load the train onto the platform, which then fires out towards the front of the weapon as if the train was firing out.
Chris, do you still have the train for that turns into the gun and the sword and the staff and all that stuff from Denno?
Oh, the Dengasher?
Yeah, can it shoot that?
I don't think so. And those were never
actually... Tie like a string to it.
Those weapons were never actual trains either. They didn't have like rails under them.
Oh, so what you do is you take that, you put it on the side of it, right? You have someone with a string on it, go, and then you just activate it and have someone pull the string real fast.
I'm looking forward to seeing the video review of this toy. That's what I'll say for now. I might buy it, but that hinges on after I see the video.
If it has lights, I'll buy it. If it's like that stupid, shitty, fucking
drill sword.
It doesn't say it has lights, and I don't see any.
No, if it doesn't have lights, I'm not getting it, because honestly, it's not DX without lights.
So, the Kaizoku Hasha is 3240 yen and is set for a November 25th release. So, we'll be seeing the videos of that real soon.
Very nice.
Next.
Oh.
Blaze, you made it.
Oh, Blaze is here.
Teleport, please.
No. Let's
connect.
He has a teleport ring, too.
There's a teleport ring. I think, isn't that White Wizard that has that?
Yeah, but he stole it.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyways.
The guy moving.
Hey, look, the worst Sentai ever.
So, this is surprising. Every year we get Detail of Heroes magazines about Kamen Riders with very detailed looks at the rider suits. And for the first time, we're getting Detail of Heroes for Sentai. For Q-Ranger. So they're available for pre-order now. Late December release. Price is 3240 yen. And it's set to include Shishi Red, Shishi Red Orion, Sasori Orange, Okami Blue, Tenbin Gold, Oshi Black, Hebitsukai Silver, Hebitsukai Metal, Chameleon Green, Washi Pink, Kajiki Yellow, Ryu Commander, Koguma Sky Blue, Ho-Oh Soldier, Garu Balance Champ, Raptor, and Shouranpo.
Sorry, I zoned out for a minute. What are we talking about?
They're doing Detail of Heroes magazines for Q-Ranger, which is the first Sentai Detail of Heroes.
Cool.
Yeah,
I
so
mean,
we're going to get really, really
costumes,
close, detailed looks at all of their suits.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very
I always
excited.
Like to keep those as wallpapers and avatars. So, yeah.
Especially looking for Beast Guy Metal.
Hell fucking yeah. Alright, next. Chikyu Sentai Five-Man is now apparently fully subbed, as of the folks over at XIG Fan Subs.
Five-Man's the teacher Sentai, right?
I have no fucking clue. Actually, it says right here, the Yoshikawa siblings turned school teachers.
Wow! I have no, the top 10 biggest anime betrayals. I have no fucking idea. Oh, here it is.
I did not read these articles in advance. Why the fuck does the red guy have like a flower on his helmet?
Why the fuck does the red guy's
like, the helmet thing for sign? Like,
not comfortable with masculinity.
Wait, oh, no, those are... I just realized the females have like three lines, and then the blue guy has one line, and the red and black ranger have no lines.
No, he has a V. The black one has a V.
Oh no, you know what it is? It's the number of sections in their visor. Red has one. Blue has two, black has three, pink has four, and yellow has five.
Oh.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh my god, what's the thing on... I know the Red Ranger is supposed to be a scientist. That's all I got.
Whoa. So yeah, if you want to watch Five Man, it's sub now. Go, go. Power Rangers.
Yeah, the down...
Go, 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 go is a different fucking show! Go, go is a different show! The...
Go, go, watch.
Go, 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 go.
Next. Oh, God, it's so fat!
Oh, whoa.
I take offense.
That guy's been getting his gains.
Wait, what?
We have press shots for new Legacy Power Rangers items, including the fucking new versions of the Flip Heady figures.
Oh, they're
God,
so
they're
bad.
Horrifying.
What? I don't remember them being this fat.
Oh no, these were
like they ate nothing but McDonald's for a month.
Even in the old versions, they were always terrible.
This guy is getting his gains, man.
I don't remember them at all because I wasn't born.
Look at this one shot of the Pink Ranger. The bow they gave her is so shit.
Why is she looking like that?
What? When she looks like she's like. What the fuck? She should open it up and she should have cleaved.
She looks like she's internally screaming, but no one's hearing her cries for help.
Well, no.
So my life in a nutshell.
This is the worst fucking toy line ever to recreate. Ooh, they could have just made the figures just a little bit taller, and they wouldn't be this fat.
And then in stark contrast.
Sorry, go ahead.
In stark contrast to how terrible those figures are, further down in the same article, we can see pictures of surprisingly articulate recreations of the Dinozords.
Oh, and the helmets and everything.
So we got the Sabertooth Tiger Zord and the Tyrannosaurus, and they actually look pretty good.
It's my boy, T-Rex! Oh, look nice.
It's Proto-Rexy!
It's the only Zord to actually fight in a one-on-one fight Megazord didn't win.
Cool.
It's the T-Rex.
Well, besides...
I'm pretty sure GoBusters did that.
Well, I'm talking about in Power Rangers, not in fucking Fantasyland here.
Okay. Fucking T-Rex fucking squared off one of the things before.
When Saban looks at your fucking show and goes, fuck no, I'd rather have dinosaurs with fucking batteries in their chests than that, you fucked up!
Batteries in their mouths? Thank you.
No, I mean, Gabutira.
Super Dino Charge.
Gabutira was the only other fucking Zord that fucking bodied a fucking monster.
Yeah. Then again, he didn't really defeat it. It was Kiryu Red.
Yeah, but.
And then we also see in the same set of scans the White Ranger helmet.
Because of course they did.
Yeah. Because of course. Of course!
Can't wait till Can't wait for next year for the San Diego Comic-Con. There's a Van Damme fist imprint on it.
I thought you were going to say a head of Van Damme because Jason David Frank removed it.
And that's Hell it.
No. God.
I can't wait for the black and gold version.
I can't wait for the black and blue version.
I was going to say that.
I literally was about to say it. I can't wait for the black and blue version.
Oh, Lord.
That's what we'll name the episode.
Oh my god, yes. Can we be like extra cast ranger? I can't wait for the black and blue
version. Just black and blue version.
No, no, I can't wait for the black and blue version.
No, we want to give minimal context in the episode title.
It's literally the last thing we said in the episode. It's the least amount of context.
No, I know, but I don't want to make the title too long.
Aw.
Anyways, unless anyone else has something, that's the news.
I have one thing. I unfortunately will not be able to buy the new Climax Fighters game.
That sucks.
I'm sad.
No, we can't fight online.
Well, I'll be buying it in January. I just don't have the money in December.
Okay.
You can't fight online, but you can fight in real life.
I also still need to still have to make that Hong Kong account.
Yeah, it's easier than you think it'd be.
Yeah, apparently the DLC for Kamen Rider Battle Royale War Genesis is free.
Oh yeah, yeah. All the DLCs for the Rider games have been free.
They're always free.
Wow.
You just have to have the Hong Kong account to download them.
Oh, but I don't speak.
It's in English.
Hong Kong's PlayStation Network is English.
Oh.
That's why I made it there instead of some other Asian country.
Man.
They speak English in Hong Kong.
They speak English in what?
That's it. I'm doing it.
Doing what?
Zer.
Where are you?
Oh, he's going to do it.
Do what?
Gonna do something. It's gonna be amazing.
I shake my bottles in amazement.
There we go.
Al.
What about what your thing, Blaze? What you mentioned earlier?
I thought you become a caster. I asked.
He asked. Oh no! Real good.
Oh no! I was gonna ask about
He sucked my dick and also gave me bits on my Twitch channel. So give me all you do is have to give me $5 in bits and you can be a caster.
He asked and the main cast fucking bailed on me.
That too.
Wait, no, my first episode was with everyone.
I know.
I just realized you just changed my name.
Kamen Rider the Spain.
The Spain.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Is that like the sequel to The Bee?
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes, it's literally the sequel to The Bee. It's literally just like
The Spain.
No. I have a way better one for The Bee, because
so when he transforms, does it say change France?
No. So I saw a picture of it a while ago. I can't find it anymore, but it's a picture of someone goes, "This is the sequel to The Bee," and it goes, "Kamen Rider The Bee Gees." And it's like, oh, it's so good. I wish I kept
He
it.
Must be a good fighter because he's staying alive.
Yes.
At least he didn't have to die three times.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the news. We are at the end of Extra, I'm going to announce what Monday's release is going to be.
Oh.
Chris is officially is giving out his nudes.
So
news at 1-0.
He needed to find a wide angle lens big enough. Oh!
It's called a fisheye lens.
or a telephoto lens.
Since there are A, no new episodes this week to talk about, and B, literally everyone ever decided that, well, we should take a break this week, and C, I decided, fuck you guys. I spent the week working on this special video, which we'll be releasing noon EST on Monday. And what that video is my envisionment of what the opening cinematic for Kamen Rider Chronicle would be.
Ooh.
I edited together clips from Exade into what I imagine the actual opening cutscene for Kamen Rider Chronicle would look like. I'm pretty proud of it.
I made a video taking the original opening to build and putting in some actual real music to it instead of fucking whiny fucking teenager shit. Hey, wait! Hey. Blaze, I have something to counter you.
It's just us, everyone fucking pressing
Level
their
two, defense. Bitch.
Damn it, all my gadgets are downstairs.
No, that's what you get.
I only have my token.
Quick, Chris, I'll let you hear.
I could just bust out my sound collection.
There you go. I made you the double.
Anyways, all right. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Don't forget that you go back in time to Friday night and go watch us play Jackbox TV on Twitch.
Yeah, that's the thing we're about to do.
Yeah, okay.
We're about to play Jackoff. Wait, Jackbox, I mean.
Jerkbox.
Yeah, everyone just find your local guy who has a weird hand fetish and have him blow you up and send you back to Friday.
There you go. All right, I got it. All right, I gotta go. I'll be back in like
2 people are gonna understand that.
Okay, thank you and goodbye. Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.